of Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
You said on the radio today that you thought Drake was MVP of the league. Why?
Well, just extremely accurate. He's made the most of every passing opportunity. You know, we created a lot of X plays. And to create X plays, it's about 30% scheme. It's about 70% of the players making a play. And part of that is the quarterback putting it in a great location for run after catch. So I think you continue to see that. His ability to extend, use his legs to gain first downs, critical first downs. His ability to score when we've asked him to score and run it in. And just, he's been everything that we've asked, and he continues to get better. He's not satisfied. So I know that our success of where we are right now today has a lot to do with Drake May.
Mike Vrabel making an MVP case for Drake May. That was yesterday as we lead up to Pats and Chargers Sunday in Foxborough. Sunday night in Foxborough.
Woo!
Should be a good one. We'll be talking about it. Yeah, big time primetime game. We've been talking about it all day long, really the last couple of days, looking ahead to Pats and Chargers. We'll get back to your phone calls in a moment. Couple of items here quick on the text line, 617-779-7937. Guys, I live in Hamblin County, which is where Morristown is located.
Okay.
I guess that's where this monkey was on the loose
Tennessee.
And broke into the pawn shop.
Yeah,
Tennessee.
The monkey that broke in, yeah, had some crackers.
Apparently, and this is boots on the ground being passed along here, the monkey was stolen from its owner Christmas Eve.
Oh,
and presumably escaped from its abductor and has been loose ever since. This monkey's just been running around.
Monkey on the loose.
Came through the doggy door in the pawn shop.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah. He was like, so he escaped his captor. Who knows what the captor was going to do to him? Probably good on him getting out of there.
Maybe.
Or did he escape from a worse situation?
Maybe the captor was going to break into this pawn shop.
Oh, he hates the pawn shop owner.
Yeah.
Destroy the pawn shop.
Maybe even worked at the pawn shop.
Yeah.
Now we're back to the inside job.
Now
we've connected the dots. I think we just
it's
answered
possible.
It.
Somebody also texted in, have we seen the trailer for the new movie?
That's what that was the other one I was going to bring up. I have, and it's horrifying every time I see it.
Randomly, Andy Hart texts me. I think he texts me and Stiz. He's like, you guys see that trailer for Primate? I'm like, yeah. He's like, I think I want to see it. I'm like, all right, go see it.
Yeah, go check it out, man.
Let me know how it goes.
Oh, so you don't want to see it.
I do want to see it.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to go to the theater for Primate, though.
No, that's a...
I see a lot of movies, as you know, but I'm not going to see Primate in the theater.
What was the count, 90?
I saw 90 2025 releases.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you.
Nick, what was your final number?
104.
In your
Nick
phase.
Greater than me.
In
I
your phase.
Oh,
yeah,
I get it.
Yeah.
But no, the next one I want to see is the 28 Years Later Bone Temple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Call back.
That was better than the joke I was going to make.
Yeah, good. That is the name of the movie, though.
Nick greater than you greater than me. Yeah. If we're doing the power rankings,
it's all coming together.
Here. Okay, what is it called?
28 years later,
the Bone Temple.
The Bone Temple.
Hell yeah.
That's a picture of my ex-wife.
What's this movie about?
I don't know, but I want to see it.
Okay, so you have that higher on your list than Primate. I have seen the trailer, though.
Yeah, they've been showing that a lot.
It's startling.
Primate, yeah. Looks like he's pretty aggressive.
He sure does. Okay, let's get some more phone calls here.
Please.
If you don't mind.
Nope.
This is Carl in Boston. Hello, Carl.
Hey, Carl.
Hey, guys. Great show. You guys are getting really silly. Hopefully we can get back to some serious sports conversation here.
Agreed, Carl.
I think one of the reasons there's such a robust discussion about who the MVP should be is in part due to the fact that the word valuable is a little undefined and perhaps ambiguous. Mm-hmm. I looked up Webster's Dictionary valuable, and that didn't really help me. So I was offering an idea, and I wanted to get your thoughts on it.
Good.
Would it not be a measure in the overall calculus of the MVP would be, in the case of Drake May and Matt Stafford, if you took both of them off their teams, which team would be worse off?
Yep.
Uh-huh. You could
yeah, I agree. This is what J.J. Watt said the other day.
Right.
You just came to this conclusion. Okay, so what's your answer on it, Carl?
Yeah, what do you got?
Oh, clearly Drake May.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, good. I agree with that.
Yeah.
If you took Drake May...
You swap the Pats.
Or even if you swap teams.
Swap teams for him.
Yeah, go ahead and swap teams.
Drake May runs the table with the Rams? Does he win every game?
I'm going to say yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say yeah. He almost
undefeated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you did almost do it here.
So, no, the argument that Cam Newton was making the other day, which is, oh, well, Drake May got his coach fired last year. How could he be MVP this year? It's so silly.
That was wild.
Especially since Stafford has gotten like a million coaches fired in Detroit. But then also, how can you not? And Cam, and I think Tom Brady was doing this. Curran was doing a little of this earlier. May's so well coached, and that's Vrabel, but more specifically McDaniels is what people are referencing there.
Yeah.
And, all right, fine. I mean, May's getting good coaches, and McDaniels is helping. I think he'd be good either way, but McDaniels is helping. I mean, McVay got to a Super Bowl without Stafford. So if you're going to play that game where May's getting all this help, fine, play that game.
Yeah.
Just apply it to Stafford as well. He has arguably the best play caller in the sport.
I also think these are all things that only get brought up when it's close and it's like a tiebreaker. Yeah. So like in 2007, Tom Brady had Randy Moss. I wasn't like, he shouldn't be the MVP because he got Randy Moss.
Right. But he was laughing
the
field.
So far out in front of everybody. He set a record at the time for touchdown passes. Stafford does have Puka Nacua. Puka Nacua had 1,700 yards receiving. Like, Steph Diggs inched over the 1,000-yard line in the last game of the season. Nacua had, like, 129 catches and 10 touchdowns, I think.
Yeah, no.
Davante Adams had 14 touchdowns.
I was just going to ask, where did Adams end in, like, catches and yards? I knew he had a lot of touchdowns.
He was under 1,000 yards.
But he missed a bunch of games.
Because he missed
at the end
games,
of the year.
But he had 14 touchdowns.
Okay, he finished, I think, 14 with games. 14 games, 789. So, honestly, like, Adams and Diggs, in terms of their, like, catches and that level of production, were pretty similar, at least through 14 games. They were about at the same spot.
And then
you add
Nacua, who might have had the best receiver season on the year. So,
let's say Diggs and Adams cancel each other out, and that's probably being charitable to Diggs. Let's say they cancel each other out.
Yeah, he had more yards, but obviously way less touchdowns.
Now they have Puka.
Yeah, right.
And the Rams have better play calling and a better scheme than the Patriots have. They do. So, yeah, I think that absolutely factors into it. Now, if you put Stafford here, how many games would the Patriots win?
Probably a bunch.
Yeah, 11 or 12?
Yeah.
Would they win 14?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so either, because I do think May's mobility now factors in a little bit more here.
Yep.
And you put him on the Rams, do they win another game or two? Maybe.
And I feel like Stafford in his career, and I guess you could argue one or the other, but wasn't it like Calvin Johnson, Cooper Kupp, Puka Nacua?
Yeah.
Like he's sort of had.
Yeah, no.
I might make
a reverse argument there, and I might say, I mean, Calvin Johnson, I think.
Not for Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson would be good with anybody.
This is what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But like for the other two, like, I don't know. What would Puka Nacua be without another quarterback? We don't know.
We'll find out though, right?
Cooper Kupp looked real different without him.
He's also old. That's harder to say. I feel like he had his moments, though, with Goff. Kupp had some good games with Goff.
Yeah.
He didn't have the greatest wide receiver season of all time.
No, but the fact that Stafford was there for all of those, and Nacua was on pace for that early in the year and still finished with a great year.
That's true.
That probably is a feather in his cap. But
he's not nothing.
None of that's really relevant to the MVP conference. Like, Calvin Johnson not relevant to the MVP
this year, which
is why I wouldn't even go there with, well, May got his coach fired last year.
Yeah.
And, well, McVay actually got to a Super Bowl with Jared Goff. Like, don't even – just stick to this year. And Stafford had a lot more help, and May had a lot easier schedule, and those kind of cancel each other out. And I think May checks most of the boxes statistically. Most of them. Not all.
Right.
But most of them.
Right.
Rich is in Rutland. Hello, Rich.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Hey.
Hi, guys.
Yo. Hey, what's up?
Hey, thanks for being on the air. I drive all over Massachusetts like a nut. I'm a sales guy. You guys keep me cracked up. So.
Oh, right.
Excellent.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Love that, Rich.
So, question. What's this worth, an MVP vote for Drake May and his new monster contract? I'm guessing it adds $50 million to his negotiating.
Okay, this is an interesting question.
It is. It's not like the NBA where you get all NBA, then you're in line for like super maxes and things like that. So it doesn't actually like trigger anything like it does in other sports. I think it's not really going to matter because he's so close. So either he's going to win or he's going to be in second place. So I don't think when it comes time for him to negotiate his contract that he and his agent are going to be like, well, I did win MVP, so I want this.
1.429, $626.
Don't you think they simply look at all the other contracts and say, give me more than that one?
Yeah, but, I mean, let's flip it around. Do they go to Drake May and his representatives and say, well, it's not like you're the MVP. You know, like,
I mean,
it's like,
depending on how muddy you want to make this thing.
Yeah.
So I think if he wins a Super Bowl, he can add more money than the MVP.
Here's the thing. You're paying him a lot of money either way. And if the Crafts are rooting against him winning a Super Bowl or an MVP or something like that because they want to pay him less, shame on them. But I think they're paying him either way. So I'm personally not worried about that. Will he make a few extra bucks off being the MVP? Probably in marketing. I don't know about in his salary. But like you're more marketable as the MVP for sure.
The way things are heading, what is it, one more year, right, for him? So this year we're talking about Christian Gonzalez potentially getting a big extension.
Yes, he'll be extension eligible after next year. Yes.
And I wonder if they're going to wait and like see what Jaden Daniels and Caleb Williams sign for, and then he's like, give me more than those guys. Yeah, like, I'm curious how it's going to go.
I bet the Crafts were rooting against Gonzo being a pro bowler, and I don't think he's going to be all pro, but like I'm sure they're rooting against that. That's one that I don't think it's a foregone conclusion you're paying him.
Yeah.
I bet they will, but I don't think it's a slam dunk.
Drake May, they definitely will.
You're paying either way.
They will.
Yeah. Let's go to Joey in Waltham. Go ahead, Joey.
Hey, Joey.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I don't have any hot takes on as far as the MVP.
Sure.
Although, so Stafford was a Patriot, wasn't he? Shortly, or I took a few years off.
No, I think there was a time though where they were linked to him.
Oh, okay.
But he never actually
suited up for.
There was a linkage. Okay. But my main thing is, who has a doggy door in their pawn shop?
Great question. I feel like people
asked that in real time.
I did ask that
during Kiefer Madness. Yeah.
But thanks for staying locked in.
Yep.
Appreciate the feedback on the Kiefer Madness. I did like that call a lot because he started out by asking, this is something we hadn't heard yet. Did Stafford play for the Patriots?
I was like, not that I remember. And honestly, it had me a little flat-footed there.
I'm like, you're thinking of Cam Newton.
maybe.
No, Stafford did not play here. But yeah, doggy door, okay, I feel like would be tough if you're trying to keep people out of your business or you're trying to like beef up security. Maybe don't cut a giant hole in your door.
Maybe they have pets.
Have you a doggy door? You don't have a doggy
door. I don't.
Door.
I'm just saying maybe
swallowed up by a coyote or something.
He can't be running around outside unsupervised. He wouldn't have made it past his first birthday.
You guys are getting really silly. Hopefully we can get back to some serious sports.
Good, all right, bud.
All right. They were. I'm trying to Google it real quick. The Patriots and Matt Stafford were linked at one point.
Really?
It must have been when the Rams traded for him. I think that offseason, yeah. And wasn't it like he'll never go there because of Patricia?
Oh.
Do you vaguely remember that?
No. I remember, this is a different one, but when Bill O'Brien was here,
they won't get hot.
I remember that, too. I remember that discussion.
Here you go.
I don't remember any Stafford talk. Matt Stafford
reportedly nixed Patriots as trade destination prior to Lions trading him to Rams because of Patricia.
That guy was on it.
Yeah.
That guy nailed it. I mean, he was off slightly on some of the details, but closer than I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, here you go. You know who reported that?
No, I don't.
Rossini.
Tommy Curran.
Oh, our guy Curran. Matt Stafford was open to being traded to any team but one, the New England Patriots, at least according to Tom E. Curran. How about that?
Good stuff.
It's like a broken link. Oh, no, there it is.
No, there's got to be still active.
All right, how about that? It was Curran. Not just anyone, Tom Curran.
Interesting.
If you missed him earlier today, by the way, he thinks Drake May will win MVP. Not just it would be his pick.
No.
He thinks he's going to win the award.
He gave up his vote. He's told us that a couple times.
Yeah, is that
a
brag?
Is that a brag?
I don't know.
Maybe.
What is that?
Information.
Guys, I had it. I didn't want it anymore.
Yeah, because he was like, I'm not voting for all pros, so I didn't want to vote for MVP. But I'm like, all pros tougher because you're going to be like, all right, who are the best guards? I got to go dig through tape.
If you're going to vote for all pro, who's your all pro quarterback? Just make them MVP. That's pretty easy.
Yeah, you could. Nobody's saying he wasn't doing all pro, so then he therefore then gave up MVP.
Oh, MVP's
so much easier.
Yeah, got it. So he's not doing all pro, so he's not going to do MVP anymore. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we going to do the Jones and Keefe all pros and the Jones and Keefe MVPs?
Man, we should.
Probably should, just so we can keep track and compare to the real list.
Well, we got
to
revisit all our preseason predictions after all these awards come out. We got to do that.
We could do
the playoff teams now. I don't know where we stand on that.
Terrible. I was looking through my picks.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, I was such a...
My Titans winning the AFC South isn't good.
Just missed. I was such a sucker because there were teams that I like... tossed on as wild card teams because I was like afraid to not have them make the playoffs and like so Lions and Chiefs.
Yep.
I was like, they're not going to be as good, which I was right about.
Yeah,
but I'm like, I had them as wild cards.
Fully plant that
I didn't
flag.
Fully commit,
no.
Which was a lesson learned.
Yeah, you middled it.
A lesson learned for next year.
That's true. Speaking of doggy doors, wasn't that Keith's ex-wife's nickname?
No, it was not.
No, we already told you. That was Bone Temple. I feel like we already settled that.
She's in the 28 Years Later sequel.
How sustainable is the Patriots' success this year?
Like, you mean beyond this year?
Yeah.
Not just the playoff run.
I'm sorry, beyond this year?
Oh,
what they established this year, how sustainable is that beyond this year?
So I think it's very sustainable, and I wouldn't rule out them, you know, so they won 14 games this year. Next year, it's like a murderer's row on the schedule. So they could win 10 or 11, and you'd look at it from the outside and say, well, they lost three more games, but the team could be better.
Right.
Because they just play a lot of really good teams next year. But I think everybody's really happy with the job Mike Vrabel's done. I feel like the coaching staff's probably going to be back. A lot of these really good teams, you just saw it with Detroit, their coaching staff gets just like plucked. They just grab all the different coordinators. I don't think that's happening, right? We'll see. Hopefully Terrell Williams can come back and be the defensive coordinator. I don't think McDaniels is getting another job. So all those guys are back. You have Drake May going into his third year. We both think he should win the MVP. Your next best player is a corner, so premium position. It seems like you
assuming
found,
he's back. That does add a caveat. But yeah, look.
But they have such good young talent, and they just hit on this draft. So I think it's incredibly sustainable.
So me too. I think you have Vrabel in place. You have May in place. So how sustainable is success going forward? I think exceptionally.
Yeah, that sort of starts the conversation and really ends it, right? Now, so it's like how much do you build around those guys?
Well, right. These are the things I'm less sold on. So, like, can they win, even with a harder schedule next year? 9-10 games to be a playoff team? They 100%. Should. They should be back in the playoffs next year. If they're not, I'm not going to say, ooh, hard schedule, they missed it. No. You need to prove everything to make this sustainable. You need to make the playoffs again next year, and I think they will. I mean, it's early to even look at it, but I think they will. Here's what I'm less sold on. And if they do these things, then you're really going to be contending for Super Bowls for a long time. Are they going to keep spending in free agency like they did this year? I'm less sold on that.
Probably not.
Are they going to keep drafting like they drafted?
That's going to be tough because they hit it out of the park.
I hope so, but like let's see on that one. The jury's out on that one. They have one class. It was great. Can they repeat that? I mean, those are questions I have. But sustainable success for years and years, if you have your coach and you have your quarterback, you should now be in the playoffs for I don't even know how long running. Like you should be a perennial playoff team. And what's going to prevent you from competing for Super Bowls is – Kraft deciding not to spend again because they won 14 games and they're back in the playoffs and everybody's happy with them again, so he doesn't need to. And if they can keep drafting well, if they do those two things, they're going to be perennial Super Bowl contenders, not just playoff teams and successful, but Super Bowl contenders.
Because I think the example people will bring up and say, oh, you don't count your chickens, is the Commanders. And I completely disagree with it because the Commanders had the really bad team, really good team, back to a really bad team. So you're like, well, that wasn't sustainable. But Jaden Daniels got hurt. Terry McLaurin got hurt. And some of the other guys you were relying on from a year ago were super old. You know, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler, Bobby Wagner were great, like, one-year signings.
Yep.
But that wasn't long-term thinking. Like, Milton Williams and Will Campbell and Travion Henderson, like, those are long-term thinking moves. And if Jaden Daniels gets hurt, it's the same thing. If Drake May gets hurt, I don't think they're going to be great.
Right. If it's Josh Dobbs or whomever next year, they won't be as good. Yeah.
So I think it had more to do with that. And then even McLaurin, right? There was a whole thing with him and his contract and whatever else. And then he hasn't been the same, but he also hasn't been healthy. So I think that's a little apples to oranges. Like if Jaden Daniels played all 17 games and they still won 4 or 5, you'd be like, oh, okay, there's something there. But I feel like there's more young talent on the Patriots and at important positions than there was Washington.
Also, and like I don't remember every team the Commanders played last year. They played a last-place schedule, too, and I think they played a lot of bad teams. The Patriots won 14. The Commanders won 12. The Patriots won their division. The Commanders were a wild-card team. Like,
yeah,
the Patriots have been better this year than even the Commanders were last year. Now, I don't know what's going to happen in the playoffs.
Yeah,
Commanders,
right. That
Commanders went on a run in the postseason.
Yeah, right.
We'll see if you do. But the rest of it, I think the Patriots have just been better.
Yeah.
So I'd expect them to be better next year. 617-779-7937. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Yeah, I got Hart. Yeah, I got Fitzy. Yeah, I got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Grab Bag number 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's ride to WDE around the corner. The boys say they want some sports talk, and I really wanna. Like I had last week, I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Billy, Nick, Jackson too, but best of all is Jones and Keefe. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really beg you, my lord. To me, hot takes, it's just like a sport. Anything crazy, it's all good. Let me dump it, place it in the grab bag. A little bit of Jonesy in my life. A little bit of Rich in my car. A little bit of Billy's all I need. A little bit of Nick is what I hear. A little bit of Polly down the Cape. A little bit of Maria calling in from Quincy. A little bit of Grab Bag, here I am. A little bit of Jones and Keefe's makes me your fan.